Hi all, in this video we are going to learn another Python data structure known as dictionary. So I'm going to start up Python. Dictionary are unordered set of key value pairs where keys are unique. We define a dictionary in between flower brackets or the second bracket. So maybe we can define d equal to like this. So if you check the type of D, it's a dictionary, dict. So we generally add new keys like this into the third bracket, the key. Key must be a immutable object like a string or a number. So I can add dict hi equal to hello like this, and maybe did small I better a number 12 equal to hello world. So if you see value d is like this, so let me try to put some more values in d, like 13 equal to ASDFG. Now to delete any value from D, you can just do del on D and the particular key. So here it must be like doing for HI, it's a string, so it must be under quotation. Now see D like this. Now if you want to change the value of any key, you can just call D and key like 13 equal to new value, maybe x, y, z. So if you see d, now the for the key 13 the value is x, y, z. To clean up the dictionary, you can just call d dot clear. So d is now empty. Let me put some more values again, like d, maybe name equal to push all dash, and d company equal to red hat, and d city Pune. Now if you want to check any particular key is there in a dictionary or not, there are two easy ways. One is like key in dictionary, like city in A, or no, D, it gave me true. If I try to find any other key like country, country in D, it gives me false. Or else you can try to do country not in, so this will give me true, and if I try city not in, it will give me false. And there is another method available to check any particular key is there or not, that is called hash key. So if I type d dot hash key, it returns true, or maybe ctu returns false. Now to get all the values from a dictionary in a list of tuples, that means every tuple will have the key and the value, comma value, you call the items method, that will be d.items. You can see city Pune, company Red Hat, and name Kushal Dash. To get all the values all the values from dictionary, you just call d.values. And to get all the keys, you have to call d dot keys. To get any particular value from the dictionary, you can just call d in the third bracket the key, like city. But if you don't have the key, it will give you an error, key error. There is also a method available to do this, that is d dot get, and the key like city. And if you don't have the key, it will return none like this. And you can actually also send a default argument which will be returned if the key is not there, like sorry, and maybe city, it returns Pune. You can see the difference here, where CTO, this key is not there in the dictionary, so it returns sorry. And here it found the dictionary key called city, it returned the value of city. You can actually in the same way do pop from the dictionary, like d dot pop, and then the key like city. So this will return the value of city and delete the city key from the dictionary. Or in the same case here, you can use some additional values which will be like the default value. So d dot pop return Pune, see no more city variable here. Let's clean it up here, no more city key. And if I try to do d dot pop city again, it will return sorry, as there is no more city key inside the dictionary. And one more very useful method available on dictionary called iterItems. So it will return you an iterator like d dot iterItems. You can see dictionary iterator object. So you can actually do a for loop like for k comma v in d dot iterItems print k comma v. So company Red Hat, name Kushal Dash. So basically this is it for dictionary. You can use the dictionaries to have some nice other values, like if I have another dictionary called ace maybe, where maybe some names are the key like Kushal and Fedora, and then maybe Pradipto colon, and then maybe OpenSUSE says is a dictionary. So you can write for k comma v in s dot iter items print k like k comma us this and comma like v. So it will give you Kushal uses Fedora, Pradipto uses OpenSUSE. In this way you can just from now on just play around with dictionaries. If you want to know more about dictionary, you can just do help and dict on it, so you'll get all the details in the help. So see you again, tata.